بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا أخرجوا آل لوط من قريتكم إنهم أناس يتطهرون.
Verse number 56. But his people do not have an answer besides their saying, "Remove the family of Lut from your city. They are a people who want to stay pure from dirt and impurity." They said this to mock the family of Lut, who would not join them in the immoral acts they used to commit, but rather, they would condemn them for committing them.
فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ قَدَّرْنَاهَا مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ.
Verse number 57. So he saved him and his family, except for his wife, who was decreed to be from those who remained behind for the punishment, so she may be from those who were destroyed.
وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنذَرِينَ.
Verse number 58. And I rained stones of baked clay on the people of Lut. Dreadful is the rain of those who have been warned, such as the people of Lut, who did not respond to him, and in fact, remained on their disbelief, misguidance, and committing immorality.
قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ أَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ.
Verse number 59. O Messenger, say, all praise is for Allah for His favors, and peace from Him on His messengers, whom He chose to convey His religion. Is Allah, the true Allah in whose hand is the kingdom of everything, better, or the Allahs which the idolaters worship, which do not possess benefit or harm?
أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ.
Verse number 60. Is He not best who created the heavens and the earth, without any precedent, and He sent down for you, O people, rain water from the sky? Then He grew for you gardens of beauty? It was not for you to grow the trees of these gardens, due to your being unable to do that. So it is Allah who grew them. Is there any true Allah alongside Allah? No, but rather, they are a people who turn away from the truth. So they unjustly make the creation equal with the Creator.
أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
Verse number 61. Is He not best who made the earth firm and still, without it shaking those on it, and made within it rivers that flow, and made for it firm mountains, and made between two seas, salty and sweet, a barrier which stops the salty mixing with the sweet, so that it does not spoil it, and then making it unsuitable for drinking? Is there a true Allah alongside Allah, who can make all that happen? No. But most of them do not know. Had they known, they would not have associated any of Allah's creation with him as a partner.
أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ.
Verse number 62. Is he not best who responds to the call of the distressed, when he calls upon him, seeking for his harm to be removed, and who removes what the human finds bad, such as illness and poverty, and who make you deputies on earth, succeeding one another generation after generation? Is there a true Allah alongside Allah, who makes all that happen? No. Little do you take heed and consider.
أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ.
Verse number 63. Is he not best who guides you in the darkness of the land and the darkness of the sea, through the signs and stars he fixes for you, and who sends winds to give good news of close rainfall, through which he will have mercy on his servants? Is there a true Allah alongside Allah, who makes all that happen and decrees it? Allah is purified and far removed from the partners the creation associate with him. Beneficial points. 1. The people of falsehood take refuge in violence when they are cornered with proofs. 2. The relationship of marriage without faith will not benefit in the afterlife. 3. The belief in Allah's oneness is made firm through reminding of Allah's favors. 4. Being distressed is one of the means of acceptance of prayers.
أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Verse number 64. Is he not best who begins the creation in the wombs, stage after stage, then he will restore it after he gives it death, and who provides you from the sky with water that descends from its direction, and who provides you from the earth with plants he makes grow therein? Is there a true Allah alongside Allah, who makes all that happen and decrees it? Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, bring your proofs for the idolatry you are on, if you are true in your claim that you are on the truth.
قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ.
Verse number 65. O Messenger, say, the ghaib is not known by the angels in the heavens or the people on earth. However, Allah alone is the one who knows it, and nobody in the heavens or the earth knows when they will be raised for recompense besides Allah.
بل ادارك علمهم في الآخرة بل هم في شك منها بل هم منها عمون.
Verse number 66. But rather, their knowledge in the afterlife will become complete, due to their seeing it, with their own eyes after the messengers used to inform them of it when it was unseen, but they used to deny it because they had not seen it, and they were in doubt and confusion regarding the afterlife and their worldly life, for their eyes and hearts had become blind towards it.
وقال الذين كفروا أإذا كنا ترابا وآباؤنا أئنا لمخرجون.
Verse number 67. Those who disbelieved said denyingly, when we die and become dust, is it possible we will be raised alive?
لقد وعدنا هذا نحن وآباؤنا من قبل إن هذا إلا أساطير الأولين.
Verse number 68. We were promised and our fathers were promised, before that, we will all be raised. But we have not seen that promise come true. This promise we were all made is nothing but lies of the former people who recorded them in their books.
قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ.
Verse number 69. O Messenger, say to these deniers of the resurrection, travel in any direction on earth, then ponder what was the outcome of the evildoers who denied the resurrection. I destroyed them due to their denying it.
وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا تَكُنْ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِّمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ.
Verse number 70. Do not grieve due to the idolaters turning away from your call, nor should you bosom become tight, or should you worry due to their scheming against you, for Allah is with you, and He will help you against them.
وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Verse number 71. The disbelievers amongst your people who deny the resurrection say, when will the punishment you and the believers promise us occur, if you are true in what you claim of that?
قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ رَدِفَ لَكُمْ بَعْضُ الَّذِي تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ.
Verse number 72. O Messenger, say to them, perhaps some of the punishment you are hastily seeking has already come near.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ.
Verse number 73. And your Lord, O Messenger, is graceful towards the people, as he is leaving punishing them quickly, despite the disbelief and sins they are upon. However, most people do not thank Allah for the favors He gives them.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ.
Verse number 74. And your Lord knows what the hearts of His servants hide and what they make apparent. None of that is hidden from Him.
وَمَا مِنْ غَائِبَةٍ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُّبِينٍ.
Verse number 75. And there is nothing hidden from the people in the sky, nor anything hidden from them on earth, except that it is in a clear book, which is the preserved tablet.
إن هذا القرآن يقص على بني إسرائيل أكثر الذي هم فيه يختلفون.
Verse number 76. This Quran was revealed to Muhammad, peace be upon him, relates to the Israelites most of what they differ in, and it exposes their deviances. Beneficial points. 1. The knowledge of the ghaib is specifically for Allah, making a claim to it is disbelief. 2. Taking heed from the previous nations with respect to their outcome and conditions is the way to salvation. 3. The messenger, peace be upon him, was consoled and made firm in the facing of the scheming of the idolaters. 4. Allah's knowledge encompasses the actions of his servants. 5. The Quran corrects the deviances of the Israelites and their tampering of their books.